What would you like other South Dakotans to know about your district and constituency?
District 12 is a Sioux Falls district. It's shaped pretty much like a rectangle. It runs from 95th Street in the south up to 18th Street in the north and then cobbles a little bit up to 12th Street. Its boundary on the west is Marion Road. Its boundary on the east is Western Avenue, again, except for a couple of precincts cobbled in where we run over to Minnesota Avenue. It is a district in which 9 precincts are in Minnehaha County, 2 are in Lincoln County. There are 2 school districts with schools in District 12. One is Harrisburg School, and the other is, of course, the Sioux Falls Schools. It's largely a residential district, with the exception of the Western and Sioux Empire malls on 41st Street, which are a major retail mecca in the center of the district.
Can you discuss a major issue or a topic you want the legislature to address?
Yes, I'm running for the South Dakota House of Representatives because I do not think that incumbent Arch Beal is advancing the concerns of District 12 voters. He has opposed Governor Dugard and the Blue Ribbon Task Force's breakthrough initiative in this past legislative session to stem the tide of teacher exodus from K-12 schools because of low teacher pay. This was accomplished through an investment in teacher salaries and a reform of the school funding formula, but they got no help from Representative Beal. If Beal is reelected, he could well work to turn back this landmark legislation and make South Dakota again dead last in teacher pay. And I will work as a representative of District 12 to avert that. Another really important issue that Arch Beal has opposed is Governor Dugard's negotiated agreement with the federal government to hold the feds accountable 100% to pay for Indian health care, as has been promised in treaty upon treaty over the years. Dugard's plan was agreed to by the feds, and it uses those savings to address the health care coverage gap that our low-income citizens in South Dakota face. These are folks who, unlike their better-income neighbors, receive no subsidy when they go to the health care exchange. There are an estimated 55,000 of these citizens who would be helped by this plan. These are people who, for the most part, are working citizens with low incomes, and they receive no health care and so are forced into charity care or, worse, no care at all. The health care package that was negotiated by our conservative Republican Governor Dugard deserves to be supported. And yes, I am a Democrat, and I pledge to support this financially prudent and morally just plan for health care.
What legislation or solutions will you bring forward to deal with this?
You know, I'm going to focus as a legislator on the needs of the citizens of District 12, and not, like my current incumbent and elected representative, Arch Beal, upon liquor laws that advance his own big beer distributorship and gun laws that abolish the limited safety protections in current law. I'm dismayed that those are the types of bills he's introduced, and I believe that District 12 needs a different kind of advocate, which I would be on behalf of the citizens.